This Wednesday of Holy Week, we're on the cusp of the holiest days of the year, the Triduum, the Holy Triduum, the 3 days. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then Easter Vigil, the Holy Saturday that becomes the way in which the Lord breaks in, right, with his resurrection and his life. But today is meant to be a day that confronts us. We shouldn't be comfortable right now because of what we just heard in the gospel. The apostles, all of them betray Jesus. All of them. And they know it in their hearts. When Jesus says, "One of you will betray me," every one of them is disturbed. It's not me, right? It's not me. Because they all know that they have a propensity to do that. They're sinners. And so are you and me. We are sinners. We all have a propensity to betray the Lord. We all have betrayed the Lord. It's not a question of if we have. It's how we have. And that shouldn't make anybody comfortable. We're confronted with that reality. When we look upon the cross, when we see the crucifix, we see what it cost Jesus. My betrayal, your betrayal, our betrayal, the betrayal of humanity. This is what it cost. There are no cheap graces here. Cost Jesus greatly. And what we want to be sure to do is not take for granted so great a gift. We should be confronted. We should be uncomfortable. But in that, there is this powerful hope. The first reading from Isaiah, quoted again by St. Luke. The suffering servant says, "I have set my face like flint." That line I love. "I've set my face like flint." Luke picks it up in his gospel. And he says, Jesus set his face like flint and headed to Jerusalem, where he knew he would die, where he knew he would lay down his life. He set his face like flint. Nothing would shake him from his mission. Nothing would move him from the purpose about which he was giving his life for. He set his face like flint. There was no wavering. There was no wondering. There was no possibility of any other movement except toward Jerusalem. Because Jesus knew what he was about. He knew what he wanted to accomplish. All the sinfulness of humanity coming like a horrible flood breaks against the divine determination of Jesus. It crashes against this rock that will not move because it's stronger. And that's his divine determination for each and every one of us, for you and for me. We need to own that. We need to claim that. We need to say, yes, I believe more in that than in my own propensity to betray the Lord. Because Jesus meets that betrayal with a fidelity. He says, "Though you may betray me, I will never betray you. Though you may be unfaithful, I am always faithful. Though you may have a wandering heart, my heart is wide open for you. It is pierced for you, and it will remain open." And that's the great hope that we have in these days. As uncomfortable as it is to meet our own reality, to meet our own sinfulness, to see the truth of our heart and the way that we can betray the Lord, the greater comfort is that he is with us. That he walks into that sinfulness with divine determination. That he will not give up. He will pursue us. and that his love is always stronger. We need to claim that. It's there for everybody. It's there for Judas. But he gave in to despair. He believed more in his sinfulness than in the Lord's love for him. Deacon Ned reminded me, in the past I've talked about Judas, who could have been the greatest saint. Can you imagine what a Saint Judas would be like? Can you imagine what his ministry would have been like? Can you imagine the people he would have drawn to the Lord? You think you've done something that the Lord can't forgive? Let me tell you my story. And that was there for him. But he believed more in his brokenness. He gave into despair. He let his sin define him instead of letting the Lord's love define him. And that love always looks like mercy when it meets our sinful hearts. It's always stronger than any sin that we've ever committed, that we ever could commit. It's always stronger. As we're on the cusp of the Holy Triduum, claim that mercy. Not that you own it. Claim it as the gift that it is, freely given from a Savior who loves you with divine determination, who will not stop loving you no matter what you do. Let's let this be the Easter and the Holy Week where we accept that gift. And we say, let it be done, as Our Lady would teach us to say, let it be done. Let your mercy be the strongest word in my life. Let your grace be the strongest reality of my life. Let your life be the source of my new, grace-filled, redeemed life.